Here we go, guys. Time for another Go Cleanse health conversation. Scott, Peter, the guys behind Go Cleanse, are ready to unload all over whatever I'm trying to say.
Yeah, that's not the best way to put that, Terry. I'll save you there.
A lot of information is what I was trying to say for you guys. And we got a lot of interesting questions today. One of them might set Peter off because it's one we haven't had in a long time. And I think it's worth maybe checking Peter's blood pressure over it. So there's that. All right.
Okay.
Let's start off with a little success story for this one, shall we? Let's go ahead and move the music down. It says, hello, gentlemen and Terry. I hate it when they do that, by the way. It says, I have a quick update for you. I was diagnosed with severely high blood pressure early this year when my doctor put me on BP meds. So I decided to immediately call Go Cleanse. Within 3 months, my blood pressure is now slightly elevated and I can now be taken off my medicine if I change a few things in my life, such as working out and eating better. Thank you for being there for me, guys. And Terry. That's right. For Carl.
Fabulous.
That's Carl right there.
Yeah, but
just think about this, Peter. How many, a year ago, we couldn't really have been talking about blood pressure and what this does because we didn't have the studies and everything, and now we can talk about it. And that's what it is. So thank God you're off the blood pressure medication, sir. That's awesome. Be off everything and continue to stay healthy. I promise you. Once you get to that point, your body will always want these products and want that system in your body.
What?
Well, you know, I told you that before, Terry, a lot of things, you know, set me off, but one of them when someone says, do I have to do this the rest of my life? So in this gentleman's case, here's the thing I would tell you. Don't ever stop unless you want to get back on blood pressure medication, because I mean, that's why it's long-term success. See, and I think I talked about, do you guys agree that when you hear the word diet, it's definitely a journey?
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a destination. The diet is a destination, starting and end. Where what we're doing is a journey. Isn't life a journey? So why wouldn't he want to continue those incredible benefits, which, you know, they could get even better? I mean, it's slightly elevated. Let's get it to normal.
Yeah. What is it about the Go Cleanse product that helps lower that? What, I guess losing weight or what?
Yeah, losing weight's a big part of it, but it's also reducing the visceral fat. See, people are so, I'm going to go down this rabbit hole. Now I'm out of control. I posted something yesterday on TikTok. Okay. And all I talked about was this whole misconception. I had another idiot on today, a trainer going on, you've got to have 1 gram of protein for every pound you weigh. Of course, I blew the hell out of that because I've talked about it before. Protein itself is a poison to the human body from a plant or an animal. But we can't live without protein because what's inside the protein are the 20 amino acids that are responsible to remake almost every cell within our body. Hell, we remake our lining of our stomach twice a month. We make 2 new livers this year, and we turn over every cell in our body once every 7 years. So the other thing is this. We now know, based on new studies, that the fat, the visceral fat, the belly fat, for lack of a better term, they're now saying it's the leading cause of Alzheimer's disease. Hello? So do you think maybe losing, and on every diet, you're not losing virtually no visceral, you're losing your lean muscle mass, which is making you more and more and more unhealthy. Plus losing lean muscle also compromises your immune system. Other than that, it's great. So his improvement is due to here's the point. It's the right kind of weight. That's my point, Terry. Because in the medical studies, there were 80% women, 20% men. No one was allowed to exercise because they didn't want exercise to be an outlier. What did they find? People lost weight on the Go Cleanse system in a month. It took a year. And instead of losing lean muscle, they gained 6 to 9% lean muscle mass. And in 8 weeks, they reduced the deadly fat, the visceral fat, by 33%. No one's ever seen those results in 40 years of research on diets.
Fantastic.
So what's happening, it's the misinformation that makes me crazier than I normally am. Because now I'm like, because I'm on TikTok and doing a lot of things, and I go through and look at all, I'm looking at the trainers, I'm looking at, you know, I'm a diet coach. I'm a weight loss coach. And then I look at what they're talking about. Well, you know, women shouldn't have less than 1,800 calories. The idiots still don't get it. A damn calorie, the body doesn't know what it is. It can't count calories. It doesn't know what the hell a calorie is. Why are we counting them? instead of concentrating on what? What the hell's in the calorie, which is the whole point behind the Go Cleanse system. It's not about calories. It has nothing to do with calories. It meets the nutritional requirements of the body. And that's the only thing you care about. I felt like texting this lady that was talking about this today and saying, oh, it's only based on 1,800 calories? Then shit, let's give people 1,800 calories of Snickers bars then. Why won't that work? You see how stupid that is? You see how stupid that is? I'm fired up today, buddy.
I love the fact that you're trolling trainers on TikTok and showing TikTok and showing them what's up.
He gets a little bored and he starts looking around.
I'm in.
Okay. All right. So you got, okay. All right, so my smart-ass partner and my friend, Terry, I posted this thing yesterday. Guess how many hits I've gotten since yesterday? Too smart, Alex. Guess how many?
I'm going to say, I don't know, 20.
500.
Really? How about 71,000?
Wow, I love it. I love that. So how can, I got to know, how can I, you know, I kind of have a TikTok. I don't go on it very often. How can I follow you on there? How can people follow you?
It's at at the New Health Conversation, not with an R, with a V, conversation.com.
The New Health.
We spelled it wrong, and I'm too stupid to figure out how to correct the spelling.
That's the most.
I knew you'd love that.
Proves,
I knew you'd love it.
That just proves to you guys how honest Peter is about everything.
He is honest.
I want to come up with some excuse, but no, I just spelled it wrong and I don't know how to change it.
Yeah. Conversation with no R.
Oh my God.
Conversation with out an R.
Okay, got it. I love it. I love it. Everybody follow Peter over there. That's great.
Here's what I want to know. I want to know the moment you realized that it wasn't spelt right and there was nothing you could do about it. What went through your head, Peter?
How about the next day?
That's all right.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, Jesus.
At least
I'm making you guys laugh.
Oh, it's fantastic. Well, I think you also just inadvertently answered Bill from St. Paul, Minnesota's questions. It says, I've been overweight most of my life. How many calories do I need to eat to lose weight?
Oh, my God. Okay, Bill, let me get your head spun around here, buddy. This is going to be like an exorcism for you. Jesus Christ, these people are stupid. Pardon my French. Okay, let's get this concept down, okay? All a calorie is the amount of heat it takes to raise 1 gram of water, 1 degree Celsius. Nothing less, nothing more. The body doesn't count them. Only we can measure calories in a goddamn. So here's the thing. The Go Cleanse coaches will show you it has nothing to do with the amount of the calories, but it has everything to do with what's inside the calories. I used this analogy before. I used it again today, and the guy loved it. I said, okay, so in Denver, it's gas $3 a gallon, and down the street, I went, and they're selling gas for $5 a gallon. I pull in. I said, what the hell are you guys doing? They said, Peter, you don't understand. You can pay $3 a gallon and go 20 miles. Pay us $5 a gallon, you go 100 miles. The human body works the same way. In other words, it takes a certain amount of, not calories, but nutrition to fuel the brain, the kidney, the liver, the heart, etc. It's that simple. It's not a complicated concept. I mean, this makes me nuts when I see these trainers. They come on and say, oh, you got to cut your calories. Do you know it's absolute proven science now. Lowering calories is the stupidest thing you could ever do. The result of every diet is what? Lowering calories. But what they don't tell you, when you lower the calorie, you lower the nutrition. Guess what your body does? It freaks out, goes, looks for the nutrition. Where does it find it? In your organs, in your brain, kidney, liver, heart. But it liquefies our muscles, turn them into carbohydrates. And as a result of that, what does the body do? It slows down our metabolism. That's why you plateau. It has nothing to do with 1,800, 1,500, 2,000 calories. It has to do with meeting the minimum nutritional requirement. And that's what the Go Cleanse system teaches them. As you know,
so Peter, I mean, you talk pretty fast. We know that and everything, and it's confusing. The simple explanation that you lower calories, you lower nutrition, and then the body starts attacking the organs muscle. And it slows the organs and muscles, and then it slows down the metabolism.
Perfect.
That's what every diet does right there. And what you mentioned before, which is one of my favorite things that came out of that study.
You mean over the New Health Conversation?
Yes, the Conversation. Yeah, this is one of our better conversations, by the way, ever.
It's a great conversation. Yes, yes, yes. But a lot of the weight loss on diets is muscle mass, and our program is one of the only one and the biggest percentage.
Scott, not one of. It is the only one that's ever been scientifically vetted where you do not lose lean muscle. You gain it with no exercise. So if you exercise, it's even better. But, Scott, you see, the whole thing is upside down. You're coming on there in droves, doctors talking about, well, watch your calories. And oh, my God, what is wrong with these people? What are they telling people? Really? The body doesn't know what a calorie is. The only thing he cares about is nutrition. Scott, you have it. You lower
everybody
calories.
Likes to do everybody and anything you want to talk about, everybody likes to do what everybody else is doing. And
exactly.
That's the biggest misnomer in our world, as far as I'm concerned. Don't do what everybody else is doing. You're going to be much better off.
And that's, I'm sorry, but that's why these shakes are so great, right? Because they've got tons of nutrition.
You know, I always have a secret weapon for you guys. I got to read this to you. This is from The Lancet, the number one medical journal in the world. Okay. Just came out a few days ago. Wait till I read this to you, boys. A study published in The Lancet Health suggests that obesity is now a greater threat to global health than hunger, finding more than 1 out of 8 people, more than 1 billion of the 8 billion population are clinically obese. Listen to me carefully. As the number of obese people has passed 1 billion for the first time, making obesity the leading form of malnutrition worldwide. Can I repeat that? Making obesity the leading form of malnutrition worldwide. Many people are not aware that obesity and being underweight are both forms of malnutrition, because in both cases, the people are not getting the right amount of vitamins, minerals, nutrients, and the types of calories that are required to be healthy. Didn't I just tell you guys that? Did I just say that?
I was one of those dummies, Peter. I always thought being malnourished, because I've seen those things about Africa and all that stuff where some guy's just standing there with no weight on him. I never thought of it that way.
But listen, I don't give people my opinions, no matter what they think about me on this show. I'm only giving them the science. Scott, is that not shock? That just came out. That supports everything we've ever talked about.
Everything. Everything. Yep. And now we have proof.
That's fantastic. Well,
The Lancet's the number one medical journal in the world. It's not Peter Greenlow's opinion or Scott's opinion or Terry's opinion. Holy smokes. I read that. I couldn't wait to read that on the show today.
Yeah. You don't want my opinion. I was thinking about that Snickers diet. All right, let's see here. Here's another question. These are fantastic questions today, by the way. It's a great conversation. Let's see here. I have, this comes from Valerie in Springfield, Missouri. It says, I have skin issues. I was wondering if cleansing would help.
Yeah, I'll tell you, my own daughter, when she was a teenager, I mean, she's been on the product since she was 13 years old, and had the acne problems and everything else cleared up tremendously. Even me, I had stuff where even with ingrown hairs that I don't get as much anymore on my face with it. And I know for a fact that when the body opens up and gets proper nutrition, it's also opening up pores. So absolutely, we've seen that time and time again. People with rosacea, Peter, we've seen that before. Yep. I've called you on that particular subject with folks and clearing things up. So not only that, I think we've in these challenges, we've had this, you see the before and after pictures, and doesn't skin tone, besides, you know, the amount of energy, you can just see in pictures how people's skin tone changes when it's getting the proper nutrition.
Well, here's the thing. The body is telling us what's wrong. We just don't know how to listen. So, for example, psoriasis, all right? We've seen many cases where the psoriasis is all but cleared up, because if you're getting, what's causing the psoriasis is an allergic or a toxic reaction under the skin. So if you're removing those toxins, guess what? Then the skin heals itself. We've seen it over and over and over again. It's just amazing. So yes, and that's why your daughter's acne was either cleared up or minimized, because again, acne is just the body telling you you're toxic. That's all, in a milder form, but still the same principle.
You know, the one we've had a lot of recently is the candida stuff, the yeast problems, and people, what the results we've had with people with candida that have cleared those symptoms up. I mean, that stuff is nasty.
Yep.
Wow. All right. Yep. I've never heard of candida. I guess I have.
Candida is a systemic yeast infection. Pretty much almost 100% of people that are really overweight have candida. And it's a little bit gross, but it's not. So they're critters living in the digestive tract that literally are eating the food before we do, but they also lay eggs, so they multiply, etc. So this
man, that's not gross. Can't,
okay, this this wipes out the candida and their eggs and their eggs.
Oh, God, all right, let's
mercenaries.
See.
I don't need well, to, hell, you asked.
These are things you know, I don't need to know.
Well, hey, wait a minute. Didn't you guys just tell me I was honest? I mean, what do you want to make a fake answer?
Exactly. Okay, fair point.
We've come a long way since the early days of the show where the question was, am I going to be sitting on the toilet all day?
Yeah, we haven't had one of those in a long time, but that's why I thought that's why I thought the calorie one would set you crazy.
I hate to correct you guys because I'm a scientist, but it's not a cleanse, guys. Please, it's intermittent nutritional fasting, very important. Because the minute you say cleanse, they're headed for the bathroom, and it's not a cleanse.
Yeah, absolutely. You think that, but it's not even close. In fact,
so why is cleanse in our name then? Are you thinking we misnamed that and didn't realize it until the next day?
Exactly.
Couldn't change it? Is that what we did?
Well, I have to be totally honest. Now, wait a minute. I have to be totally honest. Now, who owns the trademark for intermittent nutritional fasting?
Okay, that's true, Peter. You're a superstar there.
All right. We got you. We got you. All right.
All right.
We
keep going.
We have time for
this
one.
Going down this thing's going down the toilet fast.
We have time, it looks like, for maybe one more here. This comes from Robert in San Jose, California, the home of my wife, by the way. Well, not really. Okay. I mean, she lived there for a lot. Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. A fact that nobody really needs to know.
No.
Do you know of any professional athletes that use GoCleanse, Robert?
Oh, God, yeah. We've got tons of guys. I mean, without naming names, I don't want to give it up, but NFL players, we have Major League Baseball
players. Hockey players, Olympians.
And a lot of the... A lot of the coaches. Well, how about the college sports team? We had a whole college team that was basically on our program at one time, a football team. So I'm not letting names out, but if you Google something with the product, some of those names will come up. And professional athletes going to the next level is tremendous, because again, like Peter talks about, the trainer who, 12% body fat or 10% body fat, whatever
And from 12 to 5 in 14 days,
went down to 6%. Yeah. I mean, there's still improvement, anything there, and no one can improve over our stuff. That's our opinion right there.
Well, go ahead.
I was going to say, Scott, it's not your opinion anymore, because we have peer-reviewed human trial studies that prove it's getting rid of the visceral fat. That's what's so cool about it. We couldn't talk about this before. It's like we have to readjust almost, Scott, to a new language, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Well, I will name names. Here. I am going to name All names. Right. I have a friend who is a coach, was a coach for the Cincinnati Bengals, the running backs, Coach Kyle Kasky. He is a big user of your product. He has actually turned, I believe, some of the running backs onto the shakes themselves. Another friend of mine who used to pitch for the Philadelphia Phillies, Brett Myers, has tried it a few times and likes it. All that kind of stuff. So it's out there, guys. It is out there. I'll name the names. They're my friends.
You're
Squirrel.
A name dropper. You're a name dropper.
I just want to let them know, what we're doing over here. Well, guys, this has been a great show. This has been fantastic. thank you so much for another Go Cleanse Health conversation. Remember, if you'd like to order the product, just visit. The link is right here on the explanation of today's show. The phone number's right there. Plus, you can also follow Peter on TikTok at the New Health Conversation. So it's available for you guys. All right, guys, we will talk to you next week for another Go Cleanse Health conversation.
Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, sir.